In 1 Kings chapter 18, and just one part, the first part of verse 46, and the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. Now, if you remember Elijah's story, he had said to King Ahab, it's not going to rain until I say so. And that's because Israel had gotten into disobedience. They were worshiping false gods, gods made out of brass, gods made out of iron, gods made out of stone. They were worshiping the way many people are worshiping today, worshiping false idols, false gods. Not God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but false gods. That's what happened to Israel. They went away from the Lord. And God said there's going to be a famine, and he sent Elijah to send the word, it shall not rain until I say so. Well, Elijah had to run for his life. You know the story. He wound up at a little brook called Cherith, where he drank from the brook, and the ravens brought him food every day, but the waters dried up and the ravens stopped coming. And he wound up in a little town called Zarephath, where God had spoken to him and said, I have commanded a widow to sustain you. Well, if you remember the story, and by the way, someone has had pain in your left wrist, you're being healed right now too. Thank God for the word of knowledge. Let me know who you are. Elijah found this widow who was cooking her last meal for herself and her son. They were going to eat it and die. And Elijah said, well, give me the first portion, for thus saith the Lord, if you'll do it, your meal barrel, which was empty after that serving of food, and your cruse of oil shall not fail. Well, she gave him the first part. She planted a seed in his life and in his ministry. And the next time they were hungry, there was plenty left to cook again. And the next time, and the next time, and the next time, historians and scholars believe she cooked some 1,000 meals out of that empty meal barrel and cruse of oil. And he wound up coming back to where the king was, and he had a great contest between the God of Israel and the prophets of Baal. A contest that he won. The Lord sent fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice. And the next thing you know, he said, I see, I hear the abundance of rain. Now, the way it happened was he went up on the mountaintop and he put his head between his knees to pray. And he prayed believing God for rain, for the drought to be broken. And he sent his aide to go and look because that mountain oversaw the Mediterranean Sea. And each time his aide would come back and say, there's no cloud, no sign of cloud, no sign of rain. And Elijah had his head between his knees praying. Finally, on the seventh time, he came back to Elijah and said, there is a little cloud, a little tiny cloud, the shape of a man's hand. And Elijah said, I hear the abundance of rain. He went to he sent his aide to King Ahab to give him a message, get in your chariot and head toward Jezreel, lest you get stuck in the mud. And after the little cloud appeared, and after Ahab said, rain is coming, the Bible says that the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he outran Ahab's chariot back to Jezreel. Listen to that. He outran the king's chariot. Now, the king's chariot was a fine chariot. It was, that part of the world was known for great chariots, and they had great battles with chariots, and they had two horses on each chariot, and they were fast. But the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. When you're in the midst of God's will, the hand of the Lord comes upon you. And that day I was declaring to those graduates of Christ for the Nation that the hand of the Lord is upon you as graduates of the class of 2019. I said to them, you studied, you prepared, you've prayed, you've completed all of the requirements. Now you're ready, and now you can run faster than you can run. And that's my word to you today. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your station in life, if you're a young person and you're eagerly out working in the workplace, or if you're raising children or you're raising grandchildren, or if you are in your middle age or if you're retired, I've got news for you. You can run faster than you can run. You can do more than you think you can do. Since the 1880s, men tried to break the elusive 4-minute mile. They said it was impossible. No one could run faster than 4 minutes in the mile. Until an Englishman by the name of Roger Bannister in 1954 set his goal on breaking the 4-minute mile. They criticized him. They jumped all over him for his unorthodox methods of training. They said it can't be done. As a matter of fact, they said in order for anyone to break the four minute mile record, it will take a 68 degree day, no wind, a very hard, fast clay track, and a boisterous crowd cheering him on. Well, in 1954, that race happened on a cold and rainy day, and Roger Bannister broke the 4 minute mile. He ran it in 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. What they said was impossible happened. Roger Bannister ran faster than he can run, and he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth. What was unusual was, within the next 60 days, another man broke it. He broke Roger Bannister's record. What seemed so elusive now seemed possible, and they realized that they could run faster than they could run. Realize that you've already reached a milepost in your life. Now, the question is, can you achieve your potential? Can you achieve your purpose like Roger Bannister did? What part does your desire and your passion play in what you feel led of God to do in your life? What steps do you take to get on the right path? Well, let me share the steps that I shared with those graduates. Number one, God has given you faith. The Bible says that God hath given to every man the measure of faith. Faith to do what? Faith to believe. But not just believe. Faith to release. Faith to let go. Faith was not given to you to lie dormant in your heart. Faith was intended for you to release it and to believe God for a miracle. And as I've told people all over the world, faith is what you hold on to until you receive what you're believing for. Second, God has given you the Holy Spirit. He is your teacher. He is your guide. He is your inside intercessor. The Bible says in Romans that He is interceding for us as Christians. He's in us. When we got saved, the Holy Spirit came in and bore witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. He's taking your deepest concerns, your heartfelt prayers up to God, and He's bringing down answers as you and I pray in tongues and interpret back to our mind the way the Apostle Paul taught us in 1 Corinthians 14. And then number three, God has placed seed in your hand. Seed that as you sow it, you can expect the Lord to multiply it back. For whatever you sow, the Bible says, that shall also come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Elijah knew these things. Elijah knew these three things and practiced them throughout his ministry. He used his faith when he went up to the mountain and put his head between his knees and prayed for rain when there wasn't a cloud in the sky. He used his faith. He used the power of the Holy Spirit to speak into the king's life and to speak into the lives of the nation. He used it to speak in the life of that widow in Zarephath. And third, he used the seed in his hand when he called upon the Lord to consume or receive the sacrifice, which was tantamount to his seed. Elijah must have been quite a man. Wow. But I have news. You're quite a man. You're quite a woman. Elijah isn't here. You and I are. The hand of the Lord is upon you, just like it was upon Elijah. And I told those graduates, the class of 2019 of Christ for the Nations, that as you go forth from this place today, you can know that God's hand is upon you. And like Elijah, you can run faster than you can run. Praise God. I think that message is appropriate for you today. There are people today who feel like, well, I'm giving up because I'm too old. I'm giving up because I'm too short. I'm giving up because I'm too tall. I'm giving up because of this or because of that or because of something that somebody has said or because of something that somebody has done. I'm giving up. No, 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 no. It would have been easy for Elijah, who had to run for his life, to give up. But no, he stuck with it. And he learned that he could run faster than he could run when he outran Ahab's chariot. And friend, God is no respecter of persons. If Elijah can do it, you can do it. And I set my faith with you right now. What's the biggest thing that you're facing? Is it spiritual? Is it physical? Is it financial? Is it in your emotions? Is it in some other area of your life? I bind that, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I command that in the authority of Jesus' name to come out of your life. And I pray for you to get a knowing deep down here, I mean right here, for you to know that God's hand is upon you. I pray that in faith. I rebuke every sickness and every disease, and I command the devil to take his hands off your life. I command that to go in Jesus' name and for you to be healed. And I'm not taking no for an answer. In the authority of his name, I pray, and I expect a miracle.